A new report from the Institute of International Education says that in the academic year 2013-2014, more than 886,000 foreign students enrolled in U.S. higher education institutions, an increase of 8% over the year before. There are now twice as many international students in the U.S. than only a decade ago. That trend is driven to a large extent by incoming undergraduate students from China.
In the U.S., they emphasize on class discussion and emphasize on your opinion. You can actually debate with others and with your professor or teacher. And it's another atmosphere I want to experience.
While the enrollment of Chinese students continues to grow, the past academic year saw a significant increase in students from Kuwait, Brazil, Saudi Arabia, and even Iran. More than 4% of the students in U.S. higher education institutions are foreigners. Educators say the presence of foreign students in American schools is beneficial, and that about 4,000 U.S. colleges and universities can accommodate more.
We know that international students contribute significantly to U.S. classrooms and campuses through their global perspectives and by providing international exposure to those American students who may never have the opportunity to study overseas.
Enrollment of students from abroad also adds to the U.S. economy.
This year, $27 billion was contributed to our economy at the local, state, and national levels through payments for tuition, housing, and other costs.
The U.S. State Department and the Department of Education also promote study abroad for U.S. students.
We believe that study abroad can increase American competitiveness by enabling U.S. students to acquire language skills as well as the regional and global perspectives necessary to succeed in the 21st century.
About 290,000 U.S. students went to study overseas in 2012-2013 for academic credit. Europe, especially Britain, remains the number one destination for American students, but the latest Open Door report shows that more students now choose to go to Latin American countries and China.
China now is at the number five host country for U.S. students, hosting over 14,000 American students.
While U.S. schools continue to attract young people from all over the world, student exchanges among other countries also are on the rise. Slarica Ho, VOA News, Washington.